Thank you for listening to WHUS Studio Sessions. This week, we have Wise Old Moon.
It's a long, long way between Denver and Charlotte. I know I can pass right through. When's the last time I had any shot at sitting in the same room with you? Guess I'm gonna see you tomorrow. I just hope we don't do something we don't want to. No. When she left, she took my money. She took
song is called Separate Lives.
about it, and I think it'll be alright. But darling, please don't ignore me. I know everything is not alright, and I can look the other way if it will help you get to sleep at night. But I think I can live without it. The fever dreams and restless nights still clinging to the sentiments and fragments, wishing you were really mine. Next song we're gonna play is a brand new one. It's called Annabelle. Just like a steam train locomotive, oh, she's coming around the bend. She doesn't have any destination. Those railroad tracks never come to an end. We moved down to Memphis in July of 2010. We had our sights set on the family forever. Wound up lost out in the desert somewhere. Anytime, anywhere, it's Annabelle, Annabelle. Oh, I think I see her in the rivers. Oh, when I dive into the water, there's no one there. And I've been singing, I've been singing those same sad love songs I've been running away from time and time again. This morning, and there was little left to lose. I've been driving in reverse, trying to find a different point of view. Yeah, I went out to a party, and I ran into you. In your eyes, there was this ancient discovery. It'd been a while since I remembered it too. Anytime, anywhere.
I've been singing.
guys so much. You sounded so great to start off.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. I just want to ask you guys a couple questions. So
sure.
My first question is, where are you guys from?
We're from Hartford, Connecticut. Of the members in the band live outside of Hartford, but we're based out of Hartford. We practice there. Ian Meadows is from Chester, Connecticut. He lives in Guilford now. Where are you from again, Greg?
Bloomfield.
Greg Lake, our bass player, is from Bloomfield, Connecticut. Steve Cusano and I both live in Hartford. I'm Connor, the lead singer.
Awesome. So how did you guys meet and come together as a band?
Well, I formed Wise Old Moon in 2013, and we've had a few different members since then. And just through touring and working a lot, we've picked up new guys along the way, and great players have left and not been able to keep up with the touring schedule. So I've known Ian for quite a while. We've played in other musical projects. He's got a great band called the Meadows Brothers with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's been playing with us for about a year now, and we had a mutual acquaintance through our last drummer. And then Greg has been working at a variety of music venues across the state that we've played, so he's seen us play before, and we've known him from mixing sound at our shows. And mm-hmm. when the time came to get a new bass player for our last tour, we hired Greg, and we've been playing together as this form for, I'd say, 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all had different experiences, I guess, and different times each in the band.
Awesome.
Steve, our drummer, is the veteran, about a year and a half.
Very cool. So the name of your band, Wise Old Moon, how did that come about?
It's actually from a lyric of a song that I've never put out before. Just the beginning of a song that I was writing, and when I sat down to come up with a name for the band, I had a long list of different ideas, and that one kind of stuck out to me.
Oh, very cool. So do you guys have any influences that influence, like, your style of music or just people that inspire you?
Yeah, I think we all have a little bit of a different background in music. Steve graduated from the Hart School of Music with a degree in jazz. Why don't you tell Steve about your musical influences?
Well, I am Steve.
Why don't you tell yourself and the others listening about your musical influences?
A pretty wide range of musical influences, going from a jazz school, so listening to a lot of jazz, blues, R&B, soul music, and I think all that translates really well in this style of music, playing like a lot of shuffles and things that stem from jazz and blues. So it's been
very
a lot of fun
cool.
for me.
I think Ian, the guitar player, and I have a lot of musical influences in common, with just more of a southern alt country background, I guess, and even going into traditional folk music, I think, something that we share. And Greg, the bass player, has, I guess, more of a heavier rock background, punk and rock. So I think as a mixture, we've got this, what I've like to call roots rock and Americana, and our own modern twist on what I kind of assume to be Americana or folk music, which at the end of the day, it's all based on the songs and the writing and the stories that we're telling. But I think with this group of people with the different backgrounds we've got, we're drawing from a lot of places. So it creates a unique sound, hopefully.
Very cool. So I saw that you guys tour a bit. So do you have a favorite place to go, or a performance that just is in the back of your mind that you remember?
Well, in our hometown, we played the grand opening of a place called Infinity Music Hall, which is a 500-seat venue, and we had our album released there. That's a cool place in Hartford to play, big stage, great sound. And we played at College Street Music Hall, which is about I don't even know, like a 2,000-seat venue, and we got to play a beer festival that was sold out there. So that was really special, and we've been playing, I mean, Woodstock, New York is a really cool place to play, Burlington, Vermont.
Love Burlington.
We kind of just travel to where we can find these pockets of places that have clubs that, you know, have a music listening audience, and, you know, that kind of in between a dive bar and a music venue where we get people that like our kind of genre, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which has been a little bit of a challenge, especially coming from Hartford. There's not a huge folk rock or Americana scene. So yeah, we've really had to explore the Northeast, and our plans are to keep going farther south and farther out west, where I think there's probably just a ton of music venues that we'd fit in at.
Awesome. So also, I was watching on your website the music video for I'm Not Coming Home, and I was just wondering what the story is behind that music video.
A couple of friends of ours, actually, one who went here to school, Stephen Bogdan, I think he's a current student, and he actually worked with the radio station last year. He and our friend George Bergall, we all took a trip up to Otis, Elizabethtown, New York, which is where a festival takes place every year, and we went onto the property and filmed and kind of built this story as we were filming the music video in traveling from Burlington, Vermont, to Elizabethtown, New York. We documented the trip, and it was kind of a last-minute thing, but we'd been planning to shoot a music video to that song for a while. That song had stuck out to the videographer, the director. So it just kind of happened. It unfolded as it kind of happens in the video, which is just a journey of a person, and I guess you can't really tell if this woman is like real or fake kind of by the end of it. She kind of disappears, but that's my girlfriend Rachel, and we kind of just all organically came up with this idea so that it would feel like there's something happening aside from just great video and camera work, which Steve and George really pulled off, I think.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. Would you guys mind playing us a few more songs?
Not at all. We'd be happy to. This song is the title track off of our most recent record. It's called Don't Take Off. I'm just going to tune up real quick. I just want to say thank you so much to WHUS and Nicole and Brian for having us. It's a really great place to be, and they've got video gear and lighting set up, and it's very pro, so we really respect that you guys have been supporting live music and bringing bands in. It's great, so
yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, thanks for listening. We're Wise Old Moon from Hartford, Connecticut. We were just nominated for a New England Music Award in the category of Rock Band of the Year. So check that out on anymusicawards.com. And we'll be here all week. Don't take off. last song we're going to play is the title track off of our first record, and it's called The Patterns. Around for the hell of it, wait on the corner for hours to find out that you missed out. Thinking about what you meant to me, taking all the wrong roads, but I'm in the driver's seat, and this car is driving. Packed all my bags and I'm on my way. Gonna visit some friends, but I don't have much to say. And I'll say something anyways. Thinking about what a mess I made. Try to pick myself up, but I don't think I can today. I guess I'll just slip. And think that I know nothing, only how to keep these patterns to myself.
You've just been listening to a live studio session from WHUS. If you're interested in hearing more, please visit our podcast on iTunes. For more information on studio sessions and WHUS, please go to www.whus.org.